monthly recap for September. How's everyone doing? Hi, Greg. How you?
Hello.
You all right?
I am good, thank you.
Cheers. Cheers, big ears.
Cheers.
Yes. I'm very excited.
How's your September been?
Well, I don't want to talk about September. I want to talk about our new podcast guest who's coming on in 45 minutes. Jennifer Moore. Can't wait. Cannot wait. I've been a big fan of Jennifer for a while.
Yeah.
Ever since we met her in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. That was a good few years ago now.
And then during COVID, I think it was COVID times, she had her self-portrait kind of series, encouraging people to take self-portraits of themselves in really artistic ways. And every one of her self-portraits were amazing.
Yeah.
And it made me not want to ever go back into doing weddings.
I think that's the opposite of what she would intend.
I know. Terrible. Does anyone else get that way? Like, when you discover someone's work, you realize that you're never going to get to that level. So it's like, well, what's the fucking point? What's the point? Mr. fucking miserable person over here.
Yeah. Anyway. It is a monthly recap. So enough about the podcast that we're about to do.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What have we been up to this month?
Well, I genuinely can't remember.
Well, first of all, at the start of the month, you ditched me and I had to go up to Sky on my own with Matthew.
Well, it's about time you actually get shot a win.
Hey, yo. yeah, that was a really good wedding.
Tell me about it, because you've not told me anything about it, really.
No, I've not. It was with Hitch in the Highlands, Sam, and Andrew Ray.
Which I love Sam and Andrew.
Is always a good combination whenever the three of us team up.
Yeah, agreed.
And it was for the owners of Cafe Cool. So it was Sky Locals. I had the wedding at their house and then at the cafe. Was it really relaxed?
Was it a cool wedding?
It was. what else? On the drive up, we ran into a traffic jam and there was a 1 hour standstill, not even crawling, standstill at the Three Sisters, Glencoe.
Oh, man.
Just came to a halt in like 10, 20 minutes past, could see people getting out of their cars and walking about. Eventually we just got out of the car because it was a lovely night. It's like, might as well just chill here because we're not moving. The guy in front of us got his drone up and flew that down the valley to see what was happening.
Did he see you?
He couldn't get far enough. It was that far, the tailback.
See, I always worry about that when you go up to like Glencoe. Because you, with Sky, it's a little bit different. Usually you go up the day before and you stay over and then you wake up and you're there. With Glencoe, it's only like 2.5 hours. So you can leave from Glasgow and get in to Glencoe at a good time. But it's always in the back of my mind. If someone breaks down,
this was when we drove past the car park at Three Sisters, there was a motorbike and a car that had been in an accident. So I don't know what happened. I've not checked the news, but it didn't look great. So at least we got to Sky. Like, yeah, that's what you have to think about.
Oh yeah, at least you got to at least you got to Sky. No one died.
Yeah.
Or did they? I don't know.
What else? What else? I made some notes.
You know, so it wouldn't have been last month's recap that we talked about Charlotte and Rory.
Finished about Sky.
Oh, you're not. What else?
Got more stories.
Oh, sorry.
Because there was one bit that I've definitely not told you about.
Okay.
So I think I told you about the Argo. We get chucked in the back of an Argo.
Yes, driven
to a beach.
Yes, Matthew was very excited about it.
When we got there, the guy was opening the gate that was driving the Argo and we pulled up and we're like, is this where we have to park? Like, are you going to try and get in here? Can only really fit Andrew in here. We're like, we can't walk that distance. Like, it would take us half an hour. You'd be finished and back by the time we were there. So eventually we're just like, grab the cameras, Matthew, quick, we're going in. Jumped in. As we were driving away, I was like, I think I left the car unlocked. I was trying to press the button from my pocket as we drove off. I was like, that's what it is. We went, did the group shots, did the couple shoot, got back, and Andrew was going to jump in with us, and the couple were going to shoot off Nargo.
Uh-huh.
The car was still running. It wasn't just unlocked. It was still running. It'd been there for like, I don't know, an hour, 40 minutes.
Just idling.
Just idling, chilling there. Sky, nobody steals your
car. You are so fucking lucky, man. I thought at first I thought you were going to allude to it being broken into because we've had many a podcast guest talk about that's always a thing. And nope. But no.
Somebody could have drove off with that easily.
Well, look at that.
Well, I assume so. It might have beeped for a while saying the key's not present. But it would have probably went.
Probably. Anyway,
got lucky.
Jeez Louise. All right. Well done. You got lucky. Got lucky. Yeah.
But yes, continue.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Charlotte and Rory, who he shot, other wedding photographers. We shot Edinburgh, their wedding in Leith. They sent us a package and it went to our old address. So it was a package sitting there, and maybe a month later you realize that there was a package floating around somewhere.
Rory messaged, say, have you got anything?
And yes.
Like, nope. Figured out it was maybe next door. Which
yes,
it was.
And then, well, it was, but wasn't really. Because I went to look where the packages go, and there was a whole bunch of packages, and I looked at every single one of them because there were so many. It wasn't there. I messaged the owner of the building. It magically shows up. I'm like, sure. Okay. Anyway. Such a skeptic, do they? Such a miserable bastard. Anyway, they sent us this. Yeah. Charlotte and Rory, you should not have sent us a whiskey.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, heavily peated beasties. Port Charlotte, 10-year-old. Thank you very much. I've never had this. Greg. So when I went to open the package, I thought, let's play a little game, Greg. What do you think it is?
Well, we could look at it.
Definitely
and be like,
a bottle of whiskey.
Looks like a whiskey.
They know we're whiskey fans. And so I open it and it's wrapped in this huge sheet of package stuff.
Yeah.
And so I play a little game and I'm like, Greg, guess the whiskey. He goes, oh, I think it's a Port Charlotte. I'm like, you think so? Right. Okay. Well, I think it's a gin. It's kind of, it looks gin bottle-y, right? Anyway, we unwrap and as the bottle reveals, Greg was right, and he gets very excited, like a 10-year-old child. Like, the excitement and joy on his face was quite adorable, I have to say.
I just picked a whiskey. To be honest, I thought it was a bit more rounded here.
Oh, right.
I mistakenly thought that's what a Port Charlotte bottle was like, but it wasn't. But I still got it right.
You still got it right. So you get the whole bottle.
Yes!
Kidding. we're going to be drinking this. Maybe open it tonight.
I think so.
We have a social gathering happening where we've invited some other photographers and friends of ours to be in the co-working space, and we're going to get drunk, essentially. So, yay. Always good times.
Yeah. What else have we been up to in September?
We have more or less just go back from Mull.
We have.
Mull was fun. Mull was a small wedding. We classed it as an elopement.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And but it was the couple and their parents, and they'd come over from
the couple from Colorado.
Colorado.
The parents were from different parts.
Yes. And we spent a good time on Mull with them. It was really interesting because on the day it was just a downpour the whole day. It really was a downpour, and after the ceremony, which was quite clear actually, it downpoured again.
We got a window to start the ceremony.
Yeah.
About halfway through it started raining, and the celebrant found a point in the ceremony and went, are we happy to continue here?
Yeah, like
and everybody heavy. Sort of looked around each other and went, yep, I'm fine with this.
Struggling through. Yeah. Anyway, you know, I made a post on TikTok about this, how, you know, you can get to a certain point of a wedding and realize that you've got no couple stuff at all because it's just been raining the whole time, and there's a little bit of panic that comes in. Turns out, on the day, I didn't need to worry because 20 minutes later, the rain cleared and the most glorious sunset came out for a good long time, and we got loads of couple stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just a ridiculous amount. Unfortunately, or actually, fortunately, however you want to take it, I had agreed to meet the photographers at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day to go around Tobermory and to go to a couple of different lochs on the island free of charge, just because I'm there and I think, why not?
Our ferry wasn't till the afternoon.
Yeah, so not realizing, of course, how well the couple were going to feed and ply us fuel with alcohol.
Oh, man. That fish platter was ridiculous. Seafood platter, even.
Mm.
There was 14 people in total, I think, including suppliers.
I've got a crazy photograph of you just gnawing into a lobster
there is
arm.
Three big buckets of seafood. Crabs, lobsters, everything. So good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a seafood person at all, but I cracked in and I was very surprised that I, in fact, do like lobster. So that's nice.
There you go.
I can now... But I'll never order
weddings,
at a restaurant.
Weddings are teaching you things. You like mushrooms, apparently.
Let's not get into the mushroom story. But yeah. They had paid for express turnaround, which means that I have more or less just come out of a very high stress editing blitz for the past half a week, where I just went through everything and got it done.
Yeah.
Because they've planned a big family event for 2 weeks and 110 people are going to be watching this, and then they reveal themselves.
Their plan is show the film to everybody and then walk out after that.
Yeah. Which...
So, a wee bit of pressure on the film.
It
seems like it's more pressure than normal, but it's not.
Same amount of pressure. I think the idea of 110 people sitting down and designating or being forced to watch this 10-minute film... There's a different experience there for when you're when you know you're editing to a couple who are probably going to be sitting in their living room and having some wine and whatever, and
they'll probably send it to 110 people, but those people will be on a phone, on a laptop, making dinner while watching it.
Yeah,
like it's different.
And there's no like build up. Like there's obviously there has to be a little bit of a build up for the couple to then come on stage and be like, oh, we were married. Whoa. I really pulled out all the stops for this edit.
But we started it. Well, we always start it that night where I always import the footage, but literally started syncing it the next morning on the drive to the ferry. Was getting everything synced up on the ferry. We're getting everything culled, cutting the ceremony edit.
Which is, I mean, there was a little bit of a shame because I knew there was going to be some family on the boat, and my thought was going to be, oh, I'm going to go around them all and just chat to them and stuff. And I just, after the shoot, I was quite tired, I was just very aware that I had that edit. So I just disappeared into my work, which I feel was a little bit of a sadness to the end of the event. But is that it though? I've got a little bit of a cold. There's been a cold in my family. That's been fun. The struggles of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Other than that, September's been... So not much filming in September. Just those two... Well, the first one was in September. That last one is technically October. We're recording this later. Again. A bit of... Well, tons of editing. Delivering films. And... I got a week in Centre Parks. You got a wee trip to London.
Oh, yeah.
So, bit of fun as well.
A wee bit of fun, which is nice. This is the time of year where you start to realise that you've got some social events on and you start, ironically,
but
catching all the
backlog.
But you've got the editing backlog. Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Probably. Hopefully.
Probably. We'll see.
Let us know.
And, hopefully you're out there managing your editing queue well and not getting too stressed about it. I know I spoke to quite a lot of filmmakers recently who are kind of just leaving the game now. Don't know if that was the stresses of COVID, but also they had the opportunity to try and find some extra work somewhere. So I know a lot of people have, you know, gotten into Etsy and started selling stuff, and that's interesting. But it's a stressful job.
Yeah.
It is. There's no getting around that, but yeah.
Let us know what you've been up to in September in the comments or DMs.
And
like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. How do we end it again?
I don't know.
However.
In the meantime.
Yeah. Enjoy your life.